The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Can you hear us?
Fuck. We are rolling. Comedy Store Podcast, we're back. I'm Rick Ingram.
I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
We are rocking and rolling today. We just got flipped off by our producer.
Oh, that'll happen.
On the countdown.
That's because we hate him, so he flips us off a lot.
Wait, isn't that a great... Hi, I'm Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, this is
Eddie
Pepitone, guys.
I'm the guest.
We have the great Eddie Pepitone, who I've been trying to get for quite a while, but it's scheduling.
I've been here every night, but yes.
Okay, that hurt.
Hi.
Interesting.
He's literally just been lurking in the basement. Trying to get
just
on.
Just waiting.
Hi, is there room just in the podcast place?
Just smelling the
fumes. Now we got Sam Tripoli again.
Yeah, him and I did one with Sam Tripoli two weeks ago.
Angry? Yeah. Was he discussing Las Vegas shooting conspiracies?
No conspiracies that night because it hadn't happened yet.
Oh.
Okay. So he wasn't.
It hadn't happened.
But he was on a different conspiracy.
It wouldn't have shocked me if he put it out there early. You know what I mean?
I forgot what we were talking about, but he was yelling a lot.
We were talking and it was fascinating to me because I'm Starman. Like I even though I've been here 15 years, I only recently know what's going on at the Comedy Store because I never really was part of it. And you guys were talking about the history of the Comedy Store. It was blowing my mind.
Yeah.
It was blowing. I didn't know you were Mitzi's
assistant
right-hand woman.
Head waitress.
Slash everything at the Comedy Store.
Slash whatever she needed.
And I was fascinated by shit like Gary Shandling was scared shitless of
that
her.
That was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, and I was like, really?
He would get nervous. Like, I remember I was telling the story, I think, about him being, it was a couple weeks before the Emmys.
Right.
And he was in here, in the hallway, and she walked up, and he's like, ugh. I mean, honestly, I saw a pure, like his whole, every confidence
and this
left
is the guy
his
about
body.
To win an Emmy or yeah. whatever.
No, he was
anything.
Hosting it. He was hosting the Emmys. And then
I'm going to bomb. This whole show is going to be a bomb.
Of course she goes, remember that joke, Gary? Gary, tell her a joke. It was awful, Eleanor. And I'm like, I'm standing there and he's just sweating. It's building. And I'm going, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
and she goes, remember, he did it 7 years it took him. He wouldn't stop doing that fucking joke.
Jesus.
Tell her the joke. He's like, I don't remember the joke, man. Like, I saw him, like, wanting to just hide
his
body.
She's a terrifying human being. By the time I got here, she was like this midget Cruella de Vil that could barely speak.
Yeah, me too.
But it was just like, still, everyone in the building would be like, oh, fuck. Like, she was going to be able to pinpoint anything anyone was doing, but it's still just like, don't let her talk to you.
Yeah. Did you ever showcase for her, like,
yes,
early on back
I
in the
did,
day?
I did, and she didn't go for me.
How
she
long
was
ago
like,
was that?
She said something like, no punchlines.
Damn.
Something like that.
Yeah.
One of
and
those.
And that freaked that. Like, I'm the type of guy who, went, you know, like, I run away for years. Like, I don't try
right.
again. I'm like, okay. I'm out of here.
Is it a grudge that you hold, or is it like
partly,
fuck her?
But I think that's a defense mechanism.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? I think when someone says to me, "Oh, no punchlines," like I am not a punchline guy.
You're
I
an alternative
am not
comic,
a
technically.
Punchline guy.
Yeah,
I'm a kind of I don't know.
Do they
a
consider
ranty?
That?
Yeah, it's persona based, which is. Yeah. I don't know if it's alternative comedy because it makes me laugh, so I don't think it could technically qualify.
It does make
as
me laugh.
Alternative
oh my
comedy,
God!
But you know, I obviously, you know, I know what fucking punchlines are.
Right, you know how to make a story funny, and so I guess that could very well
but
be insulting.
But when she said that, it intimidated the fuck out of me because I was like, oh yeah, I don't write like that, and if that's what they want, you know what I mean?
At that point, had you been working, like, a lot?
I mean, yeah, you know, I would always work. I would always work just all over the place. Just, like, all over the place, but not in a lot of clubs. you know what I mean? Not in, like, clubby land, you know what I mean? It was just, I don't know, theaters and...
Theaters
like
and bars. I'm just kidding.
Places
bars
booked by comedians. Laundromats.
I work bars.
Hostels.
Oh my God.
I don't care. I worked a coffee house last night.
Did you last night?
After I did the Long Beach Laugh Factory, and then I went to Pasadena after a great show at the Long Beach Laugh Factory.
I've heard the Long Beach Laugh Factory is good.
I love it. It's great.
I did it once years ago, and it was terrible. But that, I mean, we're talking like
maybe it was
8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, his first year was open.
Oh, yeah. He struggled to get
I just remember there was like an Outback steakhouse on the menu. Oh. That's what they served there. And there was like, there's probably 20 people in the crowd.
It's gotten a lot better.
They were all spread out. It was a nightmare.
It's a giant, gorgeous room.
Yeah, it is.
Eric Griffin filmed his special there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed it, but they definitely changed it up a lot. But yeah. It's a beautiful room, but it's really big if no one's there.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Yeah. They curtain it off.
No.
That's funny.
It's a balcony that just looks like your words just keep going.
What it felt like, where I was just like, why would they have a theater this big if they don't bring in crowds?
Well, now it's picking up. But after the Long Beach thing, it was a great room. I had a great set. I felt good about myself. Then I went to a coffee house because I'm masochistic. And I was like, how could I fuck this up?
In Pasadena?
Yes. Jones? Have you done it?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was driving and I was on the phone with my friend. I go, I have to hang up because I think I'm lost. Because it looked real industrial, like it didn't.
You're like, this
and then
isn't
out of nowhere, it popped up, and I was like, "Oh, there it is."
By the way, that's incredible that you did Long Beach and Pasadena in the same
night.
For people who don't know LA, that's a lot of.
And
driving.
Then back here for 12:30.
Oh, really?
11:30.
Damn,
yeah,
you are
12:30.
You
dedicated to the craft,
right?
Industrial.
That's like 3.5
hours
of driving minimum.
I'm single and kidless, so.
God damn it!
You're what?
Single and kidless, so I'll drive around wherever they need me, you know?
So, listen, some of us are married and have kids, and I will just drive without having a show to go to.
That's just true.
That's just true.
Are you
sometimes.
Married with kids?
I am.
Oh, shit. I would have never pegged you for kids.
He has a
even married. I didn't think you were married.
Yeah, so, like, people I've known for, like, 10 years decently are like, wait, you're married?
You have a kid?
Yeah,
people
freak
out.
Like, Bobby Lee, like, 2 months ago was like, wait. You really?
Wow.
You're a dad?
Like, well, it is. I never had kids either, and it's always amazing to me, like, young, you know, you're a young guy, and it just, like, I'm always amazed at it. Like,
how
like,
long
I
have
just
you been married?
Fucking 5 years.
Oh, okay.
But we were together 7 before that, so it's a 12-year.
And you just don't want kids?
Yeah, no.
Love it.
No, no,
good.
No, no,
me
no,
either.
No, no, no,
I know.
No, no, no.
Sorry.
I fucking
sorry,
think,
Ray.
I especially
some of
think,
us don't have a choice in the matter,
well,
all right?
Good, you know. I you know, good luck to your children, but there is no future.
Believe me.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh at
that.
That
laugh was amazing after that.
But, it was genuine.
My impression of kids in, I don't know, 5 year tops is they're going to be in a sewer grade going, we need more meat in quadrant 7. Quadrant 7. Children. And the parents are still going to be proud, and they're going to have, like, bumper stickers
look
on their car that says, my kid gets the most meat in quadrant 7. I'm doing my act now, by the way.
I hope I get
by
to
the
quadrant
way,
7. I just
getting,
hope I can get her there.
I know.
I don't think
like
we're making it that
Julia
far.
Julia would get you there.
Yeah, she
would
one?
Get you there.
Just one, yeah.
She's a go-getter, this kid.
Yeah, she's out of control. She just turned 1 2 months ago.
Oh, you just had a kid.
Yeah. I've been
brave
married 4
man.
Years.
Brave man.
Even
in
worse.
You had a child before Trump got elected?
Oh.
Yeah, she was born in the Obama era. And like
right before Trump.
I had already started planning when Hillary won. I was going to be like, my kid's been alive for
right.
3 months, and she's already seen the Cubs win a World Series and a woman president. And then Election Day happened, and I was like, I'm just going to delete it.
At
everything.
Least the Cubs won.
Yeah.
And that was a tough
kid.
Game. They barely pulled it out.
This poor
that
fucking
game.
Kid.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fuckers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
brutal.
It's going to be. I don't, God bless.
Well, I'm pessimistic. I'm a cynical, like, pessimist, and I imagine, you know, but underneath that, I am very hopeful. I am very hopeful. I think that's why people who are angry, like, people don't get me. Like, I'm super angry and dark, but that's because I want things
we
to
all
be
are. Yeah.
Better. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah. And you're aware of how not good they are. I mean, that's
yeah.
That's the main thing when people are like, you're always so negative about shit. I'm like, you literally just don't know how shitty things are.
Well, we call that woke,
yeah.
right? Isn't
that's
well, the
what
twin sisters,
us in the urban community call it.
The twin sisters of destruction right now are is the nuclear threat. And the real big thing to me is climate.
Oh, yeah.
Climate
yeah.
Is
and,
scary.
And, they just keep
and we're destroying it more and more.
They seem to keep just distracting you and making you think of something else or talk about something else or not even pay attention.
But
to what's
there was
happening.
There was a fifth hurricane named today or yesterday. It's called Ophelia, and there's never have been five hurricanes in a.
I just read today that there's a hurricane that's going to hit Ireland.
Maybe that's crazy. Ophelia.
Is that right? Yeah, they're saying like. I guess they get a hurricane in Ireland like once every 150 years.
Oh, man.
But this one just it turned real early and went up the Atlantic, and they're saying
it's
going to be.
Do you think it's because they're oppressed enough? They're like, we're not.
You're Listen. Irish, right? Yeah. Are you Irish?
Yeah.
You seem Irish.
Yeah.
That's why we're so angry and dark. You're not Irish, are you?
I think I have a little Irish in me, but all right. Not much. I've been to Dublin a few times. I like Dublin.
I've never been to Ireland. I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I did a comedy festival there.
The
twice.
One with Irera? No,
not Irera.
That's Scotland.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, I've done Edinburgh, too.
No, Kilkenny. Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Dom does the Kilkenny one. That's where they
I did
like...
Galway, too. It's pretty over there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm. I've been to England. It was terrible. That's the extent of my...
England. I like...
You know
I've
what
been
that
to
is?
England.
That's our Irish heritage going,
it
fuck England.
It was the worst.
Where were you?
I was just in London. And,
did you hate it?
It was miserable.
It? Why?
I went there, and first I went to Israel, and they were in the middle of a war with my wife's Israeli.
So, is your wife Israeli?
Yeah. So we went
started
to her,
it.
Her sister's wedding, and we got there, and all hell was breaking loose, and it was fine. Like, we were fine, but it was just like, all right, if the sirens go off, then that means there's a rocket, and you just have to go to a bomb shelter. I'm like, well, where's the bomb shelter? And there's like, there's one, like, every 30 feet. And you're like, oh. And that was
it's
fine.
A way of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally, like, used to it. Like, this is what we do. You know, this is how it.
And then.
Which is terrifying, because I feel like we're headed there.
I'm hoping.
Really?
I'm hoping for the sake of my child.
Yeah, I just want, I'm thinking if we can get some of these Native Americans to start launching rockets off the reservation.
Okay.
Because we took their land, same principles, and then we just nuked the fuck out of them. It's really what I'm hoping.
This is great.
But yeah, no, so then we went from there to England, because that's where my wife actually grew up, in London.
Right. And what happened in London that you hated?
It was, as they
the
claimed,
smog?
It was the 1 week every 10 years where it's hot as fuck.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was like
high
90s.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was like high 90s, and there isn't a single place in London that has air conditioning.
No.
Because they don't need it. They're always like, well, it's like Seattle. We don't need it.
Because London
wrong.
Is usually like 60, 70
wrong.
Fucking
That's
degrees.
What they said. Always cloudy, always cool.
It's so nice there. And I did the same thing. I went to Amsterdam a couple of years ago. They had and it was, of course, L.A. was like burning up. I was like, all right, we're going to Amsterdam. I took my wife go to Amsterdam. I was like, oh, we're going to get escape the fucking heat. They had a rare heat wave and no A.C.
Yep.
No A.C. Whoa. And the guy who booked me into this club called Toomlers, really nice guy named
Stefan. So you were doing
Stefan.
Stand-up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, that's
great. Yeah. It was a
great
club and everything. And but he, like, at first he goes, Eddie, I can get you. That's my Dutch accent. Eddie, I can get you
I'm
a
enjoying
fan.
It.
Yeah. I can get you a fan. And he brings up this little.
I thought you were going to make
little.
Me a pretzel.
Yeah,
it was
damn.
So good.
And I threw a fit. I was like, are you fucking kidding? This is what. And then he brought, like, these high-powered. I don't know where he got it. I think he went to the airport. Like, they cooled down planes or something.
It.
I was just like.
Yeah. Oh, in a plane, like an airplane hangar. They're like, let me get.
Yeah, our fucking.
But it was brutal. Yeah, that sucks to get caught in a heat wave in Europe. They just die like flies in Europe because none of them have AC.
They don't believe in it, I guess. But our hotel was so hot, and it would be like at night, it'd be like high 80s in the room. And I called down to complain, and the fucking Lithuanian.
I was high in the 80s constantly. Now,
like,
I'm sober, but
so
I was
real.
High in the
80s. Oh, congrats.
Oh, please.
When did you start
I
comedy?
I love the people who talk about their sobriety. Like, 15 years ago today, I had my last drink. I know I've been miserable every day since.
Listen,
that's a great Marin. You do a great Marin.
Oh,
I didn't know
really?
That.
My buddy was in town yesterday, and he was like, yeah, you know, I've almost quit drinking completely. That was two nights ago. Then last night, he's up here at the comedy store, just hammered. And I'm like,
it's my lover.
Slowing down?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, I mean,
I've
seen you and Mark.
I love that.
Okay, Luke. Got it. But yeah, and then he was like, how long have you been sober? I'm like, I don't know, 4 years or something. He's like, it's good, right? I'm like, no. It's not good. It just makes everything go really slowly. So, like, my first 10 years in L.A., I was fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And it flew by in no time. And then the last 5 years have been, like, 2 decades in 4 years.
Yes. Just, yes. Well, you feel everything. Yeah. And it's difficult.
The
it's
days
difficult.
Never end. Just, it's
and
miserable.
You ha- and you're also like as opposed to being hammered, you're also like, I have to take care of people. I have to do this. Yeah. You know, you're very like
aware is the
way
worst.
Way too alert.
Yes, aware. My line was the reason I got sober is that I want to be conscious for the horror.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on any of the bad stuff.
It's tough sometimes. It is.
I mean, what was your just alcohol?
No, I was a big, Well, I did alcohol, but I was a big pothead.
Oh,
me too.
Okay.
Big pothead.
That was my. That was what I did the most.
Yeah.
So it was just like I'd wake up and get high, and then every couple hours I'd be like, I should probably get high again. Just endlessly.
You know, I've never smoked weed.
That's so weird.
I know.
See, I don't
why.
Respect you.
You shouldn't. You should stone me, actually. I should get stoned the other way for not getting stoned.
Yeah.
Because.
Absolutely.
No, I agree. Like, but I hated the smell of it. And I smoked a cigarette when I was 9. And then it took me 21 years to quit. So I know I'm an addict.
Oh.
It would have, yeah.
I know I'm a heavy, heavy addict. Like,
it's
I
way better smart than cigarettes, so.
Yes, way better. Matter of fact, I took a puff, like all the kids would always be like when I was 9, I think, we were like, we went into the woods in Staten Island to smoke.
Yes.
And I got sick. Yeah. I got sick from a cigarette, and I never
because you didn't inhale properly.
Got, thank God, though, like because I'm such an addict that I would have been a cigarette smoking is just such a drag, right? Like you just die.
Yeah, you don't even get high out of it.
Yes,
like you feel.
You
like,
do though.
Well,
you
the
take
nicotine
that
is a buzz, right?
No, you take that deep breath.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
I did. I smoked for like 7 or 8 years, and it was like when the first. The first couple cigarettes I had, it almost like made me feel drunk, woozy.
Yes.
Because like my stomach kind of hurt, but then I was just like, holy fuck, this is intense. And then for 7 years, I didn't really feel anything other than just like, I need that cigarette. Yeah. It was like, okay.
How'd you quit? That's a tough, I hear that's a
tough. Oh, fuck
tough
yeah.
It was brutal.
Took me 7 years, yeah.
To quit?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long quitting period.
I know. I gave it, I would
that's
give
like
it up.
Luke.
I'm terrible. Me and Luke.
I'm almost done.
I didn't know
no,
Luke.
No, tonight I can't.
I basically quit, but tomorrow I'll be in rare form.
Listen, how crazy. I would give it up for Lent, all 40 days,
wow.
And then Easter Sunday. Yeah, Easter Sunday, wake up just and chain smoke until I threw up.
Yeah, I, would,
I loved it.
I would smoke through
chocolate
illness.
And cigarettes. I'd give them both up.
I quit. My now wife was very against cigarette smoking, and she basically wouldn't even kiss me if I was smoking.
Right,
so
right. That's always a good.
It was like, all right, I gotta fucking do
impetus.
This. Cause
my wife really keeps me kind of on the straight and narrow too. With weed, like, I like weed so much, and you know, as a comedian, it's all around you.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Fucking constantly.
It's everywhere. Somebody asked me to come out to the,
actually, it's everywhere. Yeah,
get in an argument or something. They were arguing over sexual harassment, naturally, and so they were like, "Eleanor, come help with this." And I
you're
walked
a masculinist.
Out.
Get out here and take our side.
And it's like a cloud of smoke. I go, do you guys, you want to do this at a different time? Yeah. Like, I can't. It's. I feel like Pigpen. It was so cloudy around me, and I'm just
I love people,
there.
Too, who are arguing really high.
Yes.
Yeah. It's always a fantastic debate.
They're passing a joint and talking about sexual harassment.
And the brain
harassment.
Is like, you are crushing this right now.
Yes.
And the thing is that men have the right.
Oh, God. No, when you're high, you just think you're just fucking so lucid.
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
It opens
it
parts of my brain that I wouldn't have gotten to otherwise.
People say it helps me write all the time. Is that real?
I think it can.
Yeah, it just depends.
You know?
I feel like I would sleep. I'm a sleeper. I can't add something that makes you slower.
I would say the first 10 years that I was doing comedy, I got high all the time. And
before going on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Just always.
Did you do it before stage?
I did some of that, but I felt like I was not good stoned. I would do it like right as soon as
you got off.
You know that decompression high is the best.
Well,
I don't.
That's how it got to me. Was eventually I was like, I'm definitely a lot slower than I need to be.
That's
why I quit. Because I can't.
Me too.
I can't just do the I'm going to smoke after my set. It's like if I do that, then the next morning I'm like, I should probably get prepared for when I smoke later after my set. But I was just, I could tell my comebacks when I was insulting people weren't where they needed to be. And then I quit and it was fucking tough. Like I was
insults need to be.
I was
at a
legit
level.
Going through withdrawal when people were like, you can't get addicted to pot. I want to. I'm fucking addicted.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm like, I'm
sweating. Pot is so addictive. That's why nobody quits it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
That's why, I mean, so many people. I mean, my friend used to say, I'm waking and baking. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, she had so much. She couldn't wait tables without it. She got up in the morning. She barely brushed her teeth before she smoked a joint.
I mean, you might as well smoke or brush after you smoke so that way you don't got smoker's breath.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got to the point where it was just legitimately like, no matter what I was going to do, it was like, I should probably smoke beforehand because you don't want to go to the grocery store not stoned.
Yes.
Well, that's
I'm
going to
drive my car. I better get high first.
Yeah, I would be like that too. I would be like, you know what made, and especially like movies, I'd be like, oh, I got to get high before that.
For sure.
Or I got to get high before going to Ralph's. What a piss it'll be to smoke before going to Ralph's. Ralph's is such a pisser high.
And then you spend all your money, right?
Sometimes.
Don't you spend all your money? Isn't that like going
there
hungry?
Or I'll get paranoid. Or I'll get paranoid and just be like, "Is that guy? Who the fuck is that guy going to beat the shit out of me?" Like,
oh
I would,
God.
I would have paranoid episodes where I'd be like, "What the fuck is this guy going to beat the shit out of me?" Like some guy who I would find out wasn't even fucking looking at me. Is that guy going to beat the shit out?
Holy is he coming at me?
Like, let me go to this aisle, and then he'd be in that aisle, and I go. Oh, fuck. God. And then I'd run out of Ralph's or something. I mean, I had some weird episodes on it.
Wait, how long have you been doing stand-up? Mm. And did you start in Staten Island or out here?
I started in New York.
Okay.
I got out of Staten Island as soon as I could.
Immediately, yeah. Kind of smells terrible
But
there.
I started in New York. My stand-up thing, I went back and forth when I first started because it was so difficult. But I started when I was, I think, about 20. I'm 58. And I did stand-up
so
for
the honest. I like it. Nobody ever drops their age.
Yeah.
Not in Hollywood. Way to go, Eddie.
We all hide.
Eddie's 43. Speaking as his agent.
Yes.
So go ahead. 58. And.
That'd be funny if you label this podcast online, Eddie's 58. And people just go buy it because they're like, no, I don't want to hear that.
No,
Comedy Store Podcast, this week's guest, a 58-year-old.
He must have been there when they opened.
You didn't even write his name. They know who it is. There's only one 58-year-old still in the biz.
Where did you start in New York? Like the Cellar? Or was that there? Yeah.
Yeah, the cellar was it there? No. The Cellar wasn't there. The Cellar was
it's
maybe
not as old as here for sure. But
right.
I don't know exactly when it was born. I would say mid-80s maybe.
Yeah. No, but I just remember I dropped out of college to do comedy. I wrote a play. Like I did a lot of theater and shit too.
Where'd you
go to
college?
I went to Fordham. At first, and then I went to the College of Staten Island. At the College of Staten Island, though, they used to get these great professors from Manhattan. It would be a great gig for them. One of my professors was a playwright named Herb Liebman, and so he had us writing plays. And I wrote a one-act play that got produced at the college, and I was like, fuck it. And then I quit college, and I started taking acting classes. And every time I would do a scene in an acting class, no matter how fucking serious the play was, like, let's say Death of a Salesman, people would be laughing. Like, I'd be doing Willie Loman.
That's
and they'd be
hilarious.
Fucking laughing. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do comedy, you know. And then I started doing stand-up, I started doing the open mic shit in New York and in just crazy places, the Eagle Tower. Do you know New York?
Yeah, very well.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Do you, well, I don't know, but this place is gone now, but it used to be called the Eagle Tavern.
No, is that like the Knitting Factory? Like little
places
like that,
kind of thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's awesome. But they have
and I was
so
scared.
Many rooms.
I used to throw up before doing stand-up. Yeah, when I was young. I was so scared. So I was like, fuck this. And I joined improv groups. And, you know, because I couldn't do it. I found stand-up terrifying when I was younger. And so I joined improv groups. And then I started doing plays and blah, blah, blah. And then I went back to stand-up in my 30s.
Once you started hating
people
more.
Yes.
And you were like, I don't want to fucking deal with people.
And also, I was such a solo performer, even doing improv and shit. Like,
yeah, nobody wants
I'd
to share.
I'd be on stage with three or four people, and my whole thing would be like, just let me talk here.
Yeah.
Can I get to my thing? I've got something funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a horrible listener.
Listen, what you guys are doing is never going to be what I've got about ready to come out of my mouth.
The worst improviser ever.
Yeah. I tried to do a sketch thing when I was in college, and the whole time I'm just like, you know what? This would be a lot better if I just got rid of all these people in the sketch group. So if we can just eliminate everyone else, this
I did
might be
do
good.
A sketch group for, like, I think it was 4 years we did it, and with two of my friends, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, if they're your friends, and then they get you, and then they get your sense of humor, and then
we went like to the point of auditioning for comedy festivals, like the Aspen. Do you remember?
Yeah,
Aspen?
Of course. I went to Aspen in 95.
They never hired us because my other two friends weren't funny.
That's how it happens. It's always the story.
I get it. The reason I don't work is because I didn't watch Harvey Weinstein shower. Yeah. So let's just blame everybody.
I'll do it right now. Again, just give me that
chance.
Who are
you blaming? Oh.
Boy, every guy who's guilty, like Oliver Stone goes, hey, Harvey Weinstein's having a tough time. And then all these women come out about Oliver Stone.
Yeah.
The rest of the men are completely silent.
Yep.
Everybody's like,
I saw Ben Affleck comment. Oh, and then everyone's like, oh,
he
this
got
guy.
A shitstorm,
did he?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
keep your mouth
videos
shut.
Of him groping women on MTV immediately came out. And then Ben's all tweeting, like,
I apologize.
I acted irresponsibly and I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about those last couple tweets where you're saying this guy's a monster? And yes. I had no idea when we were groping women together that he was a bad guy. Lindsay Lohan.
What did Lohan? Lohan's a
she's a
lunatic.
She lives in Dubai now, and she has like
does
this.
She?
Yeah.
So she that would make her out of touch.
She has this weird Middle Eastern English accent. And so it's almost like when Madonna went British, where you're just like, wait, why does she sound like that?
Mm-mm.
But she was like, I worked with Harvey on several movies, and he never did anything to me.
This is Lindsay?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I was doing things to him.
Yeah, it was like, in Lohan's mind, she's so delusional, only two things could happen. Either one, he never molested anyone because he didn't do it to her, and obviously she would be the first person you would do it to.
Yeah.
Or two, she was so delusional, she thought, Harvey's going to have a comeback in this town, so I better compliment him now. She ended her video by going, everyone needs to stand with Harvey. It was like, no, that hashtag.
Did she really?
Yeah, it's like that hashtag's not going to pick up.
Good thing
Lindsay.
She's in Dubai because nobody's,
By the way, that's
her.
Fascinating to me. What the fuck is she doing in Dubai?
She moved to England for a while, and then she apparently moved to Dubai. And the rumor is that she's like a high class call girl in Dubai. Like, people pay tens of thousands of dollars to fucking have a night with Lindsay Lohan.
If you pay for it, it's not molesting.
That's true.
That's right.
She's working.
Isn't Dubai Muslim and there's really strict rules?
Oh, God, yeah. About women.
I think Dubai is one of the more lenient
ones. Oh, okay. I know it's super rich.
Though, but not that much.
It just
Dubai, because
I know that
still get in trouble there.
You can, but it's like the Vegas of the Middle East. Like, that's where all the other Middle Eastern countries go when they want to do inappropriate things.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to go get a piece of
Have
Lohan,
you ever been there?
That's how you got to roll.
Have you ever been there? I mean, now that Lindsay's there, you'll probably get a ticket. But
No.
No, I've never been, but I've heard like a lot of the comics were going there and doing stand-up, and I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was entertaining the insurgents for a while. Okay. I never entertained the U.S. military, but I entertained.
Listen, ISIS pays. That's something a lot of comics aren't willing to admit. A show's a show. Stage time is stage time.
I was just doing very clean material for the Taliban.
Can you imagine?
People are just like,
this guy's
crushing. It's all observational cave humor.
So you're showcasing, trying to get into Aspen. I did go to Aspen in 95, not as a comic. My first ex-fiancé was a booking agent, so he took me there.
My first ex-fiancé
I have
was
a few
a
of those.
She's
I'm not a closer, Eddie. It's not
She's
happening.
She's got fiancés and Marios for days.
I know, it's a sin. That's the same for me.
When did you showcase for Mitzi where she didn't feel
that
you?
That was something like, ooh, maybe it was a while ago when I first got to L.A., like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was probably waiting tables
early
here.
2000s.
Were you 15 years ago?
Yeah, because I started in 93. And
when
then
was
I...
15? 2002, that was.
Yeah. That's when I showed up in L.A. as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, September.
You've been here about 15 years,
yeah,
too?
And then I left 2005 as a waitress and then came back as a comic 2007
because
I wasn't
yourself.
Hurting enough.
She was like, I want to make less money at the comedy store.
Hey,
I'm
how do we make the
comic.
Littlest money? I know. Yeah, the worst decision ever. But it was late. Like, I was a late bloomer. Like, you saying you started in your 30s. I, too.
Well, I know. I did
but you
a lot.
Were doing
Eleanor,
a lot in
I did
20s.
A lot in my 20s.
I apologize.
A lot of plays. I was Eddie Carboni in A View from a Bridge.
Wow.
At the RAF Theater.
That's
in New
a
York.
Big one.
I studied a lot.
Off Broadway. Off.
It was off.
Several
offs. There may be more offs, but there's Broadway in there.
Yeah. I miss New York, though.
New York's great. I just went in April and did a bunch of shows and just like spent the week before I went to my family's for Easter.
Yeah.
So I love just going because you can do so many shows. Like you're
I saying
those
Ari,
rooms.
I saw Ari Shaffir tonight tweeting that he had six spots
easily.
Tonight.
And you get on the subway really? And you bounce around and it's just...
Sounds miserable.
No.
That's a lot
I
of comedy.
It.
Yeah, right?
I'm not
spots
traveling.
Six spots is too much.
Yeah. Unless you've got so much material, now you're just repeating on a night.
But you're working out a story and it's getting worked out.
Oh, a story.
A thousand
yeah, yeah.
times
Who's,
better
I hate
or whatever.
Stories. I did Ari's. Well, it's not his show anymore, but I did that. This is not happening this year. And
I just hate stories. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I fucking like, and then, so, all right, so all of us were, because my stories, I always feel like it's just sadness.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm not kidding.
The
first story I
new...
think about is like, oh, that was a sad night. Like, I don't have the, or else, I don't know.
Before it was a before it was
a
TV
show. I'm
working
on this new story, and I need you to come watch it and tell me if I should chuck it.
How
I'm
do we
kidding.
Make it sadder?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on this story. I need you to come watch it.
Really? Before he was a show on Comedy Central, he was just doing like a live show at the
Ari,
Improv.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this one time he was like, hey, will you come tell a story on my show? I'm like, I guess. And he was like, I want you to tell this story about walking in on your girlfriend cheating on you. I'm like, is this a comedy
yes.
show? Because yes. I don't think we're going to – no, you told me one time I thought it was funny. I'm like, it was definitely not a funny
Rick,
story.
It's hilarious. Rick, do it.
The guy's house burns down. Just get to that point.
Quickly. Or else it seems to me it's like just like gross shit.
Yeah.
Diarrhea. Then I had diarrhea.
The thing that I guess bothers me about it is I know that because it's all worked out stories. So I know that it's not even the real story anymore.
Sure.
It's been punched up so many times.
That's funny because I'm not kidding. I have been working on that. I have been telling this story, but because of all the stupid shit that just came out, it was something silly.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I was having writer's block. So let me try this story because at least you
it's
feel
hard
like
to be funny.
At least you feel like you're trying something new.
Death is
right?
easy.
Death is
comedy.
So,
is
listen,
hard.
Death Jeez, is amazing, death. And I'm praying for it. Rick and I have been doing a little
is
seance
that why you have
down
me down here.
Here?
Is this smell I'm smelling?
You are as close to an executioner as we could find.
It's just embalming fluid. You'll be fine. But yeah,
we need you to kill us, Eddie. Really? I don't know about this.
We made a pact, and we just thought...
We said you would be the best.
Who would be best to do it? Yep.
It just
I mean,
would mean a lot.
You're 58. You wouldn't spend that much time in jail.
I said it again.
This is a waiver for the both of us. We're not going to prosecute.
They might
They're
feel...
very nice to the elderly on the inside, so...
You could go in a boss. That's really what we're
there
thinking.
There you go, right? You're like, I killed two comics, insignificant comics.
So you work in a story.
Yeah, so my story stinks. No, but you're right. Now that I noticed, probably I worked at like four different sets, maybe five so far.
Wow.
And I feel like I've added like 55 tags and it's changed. And I'm like, it'd be funnier if I said this. And then last night at that coffee house, I added a joke about circumcision. I said the guy was Jewish. You know, they cut half of it off when he was born, and that's pretty much like, oh, no, I said the guy was Jewish and they cut half of it off when they're born because they're that confident. They don't need, they have that much confidence. They don't need the whole thing. And this lady came up to me after the show and she goes, hey, you're funny. I'm serious. She was like trembling on the inside.
Oh,
and she went, but lose the anti-Semitic stuff. Too much stuff with the Jews. It was one joke.
Was it?
I shit on the Mexicans for 10 minutes, beat up an Italian guy. No problem. Yeah. Jews? How dare you?
Is she Jewish? Because their big thing is
what I told
her. No one else is allowed. It's like black guys.
Yes.
You can't do black jokes if you're white.
She was pissed. They were from Connecticut. And I told her from her haircut, I could tell she had money.
Yeah.
But, and she was not happy about that. But you know that short, confident haircut?
Yeah.
Overcompensation for lack of confidence is what you meant.
I don't know what. It's like these cookie cutter ladies.
I don't understand the people who feel like they need to come up to a comedian.
Oh my God.
After
she
a show
grabbed
and say,
me.
Look.
Yeah, that's.
Look, like to me, they're just humorless, or usually. You
know. I was like, look,
it drives me nuts. It doesn't happen that often, but when it does,
I don't
just
get
like,
that ever. They're afraid like, to you? Approach me.
I bet that.
They know I'm a loose cannon. I'm up there.
You're
screaming.
Loose canyon, Pepitone.
If somebody.
I'm 58! Get the fuck away from me! This is my only. This is my only pleasure! I'm sober! And I don't eat meat anymore.
Are you
the
kidding?
Fuck away from me?
No weed or meat.
Listen,
come on, Andy.
I wanted to talk to you.
It's not easy.
I'm a part-time accountant, and I just think if I can give you some advice on your set, like,
your little skits
what are
you and sketches.
About? I do
your skits.
I do data entry, but with that being said, I have some advice for your comedy routine. My friends always thought I was funny. I'm just like. Get the fuck away from me.
That's when you do the road, right? That doesn't happen here.
It happens here occasionally.
Oh, it does?
They don't let me on the road. So this is pretty much all
that
I have.
That is true. That is a fact. Do you go on the road a lot?
I was going on the road the last 4 years a bunch. And then this year was tough. This year I'm not going on the road that much. I mean, I went to a few places for sure. But, you know, I went to like, I don't know, a bunch of places. But... You know, I don't have anything booked, and it sucks. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I have
get
stuff
it.
Booked for next year already, but
I have.
You know,
I think
I feel
I have
like
two
they...
gigs for next year. No, I'm just kidding. but no, yeah, it's hard. It's tough.
You have to get a big name. You have to. I mean, they just give
it's
a
like
fuck
a whole
about
thing.
Big.
You got to have
names, man.
You are a name, though. No,
I am a little bit, but not like what they look at. Like they think, and this is funny about me. I am 58. But I have a young
guys. It's a drinking
people,
game. Every time he says 58,
I have a young following.
Yes.
And the club owners don't think that at all.
Right?
They're like,
because
he's an old guy. You know,
yeah,
that's crazy.
We need millennials in here.
Yes,
I don't care if they have 7 minutes of material.
Yes,
they have 15,000 Twitter followers, and their fan base will be actual infants. Get them in here.
I want this place filled with toddlers. Because
bottle night,
toddlers spend.
They're not paying rent. They got expendable income. They're toddlers.
If people see toddlers in here, then maybe we'll get infants next year.
So, but you have a pretty huge podcast, correct?
No,
Pep-talk? It's not. I love your podcast. Yeah.
No.
You're one of the few.
He's like, no. I thought that helps
also,
on the road, is what I was saying. I thought that kind of thing helps on the road also.
Like, I do not have a big, big podcast. And that's another thing that you need, I think.
Well, you're
days.
On the All Things Comedy. Are you on that with us? Yeah, because we're on that too.
We have seven.
This is part of ATC. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those guys. And I'm doing something now with them. That we're going to try to, like, hopefully,
shoot,
like a video.
Right? Yeah.
Well, we shot it, and hopefully make it a regular thing called Ed's Head, where it's my disembodied head, like, ranting and raving about, like,
perfect
the shit in the news, kind of.
Because that's what you do, which I love.
Hey, you don't have to come at me.
All right. Well, it's easy for me to attack.
I saw you a couple weeks ago, and you opened with something about... watching Forensic Files, and someone in the audience clapped, and you just attacked him immediately for clapping. And
did
I was like, yeah, I was like, God damn, this is good.
Listen, I had a follow-up.
Like, I haven't even gotten to the bit yet. Don't fucking pander. I was like, I love it. Someone just agreed that they've seen
absolutely
it.
No
attack
bullshit
immediately
here. Yeah,
it's like God, that's beautiful.
You ever up there and you just don't even know what you're doing?
Every yes moment
every moment
when I tell that story. Anyway,
no, you're
I'm
good.
Kidding.
You know what you're doing.
No, but
you're
I
up there doing
Eddie?
15 minutes of anti-Semitic stuff.
Obviously.
And Jews. Like, you just walk into the room. Jews.
Oh, how many Jews? Raise your hand. Get them out. Like, that's crazy. I sleep with so many Jews, people think my apartment's the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Like, I love Jews. That's not the point. But the thing is,
Eleanor's been calling for Weinstein to get out of Hollywood for a long time, and it ain't sexual harassment.
Eleanor's having sex with people in the Holocaust Museum bathrooms.
Get her out of the stall. Get her out of the stall. But... what? Wait, you see how high energy he is, right? Mm-hmm. We're at the Improv doing a show. He comes up, no energy. Like, not no energy, but like low. Yeah. He was whispery. It was
that's when
more
I know
serious.
I can't do that.
And then he goes, I'm usually more energy. At the end. And people were like, really? And I had to follow. I could barely speak because it was such a different Eddie. Yeah. To see, but it was still great. He still destroyed. That's not the point.
Not really. I really have to be high energy. I realized because I've been playing with just being, you know, like just like I think I was exhausted. That you ever just
casual
you just fucking
Eddie.
Just like casual like Eddie. Like just
yeah.
You have a kid, so just your spot comes and you're like you're exhausted
last
and you
night.
Can't get it up like you usually do. So that night I was just like. Hey, everybody. I thought maybe I'll just go the other way and like be funny that way. Like, hey, everybody.
and you were.
And I don't have punchlines, so it
yes. Still hurts.
No,
still hurts.
You know, I have to have the energy.
That's,
no,
that was I me agree. Last night. It was brutal. The show started late. I was supposed to go on at 11:15, but it ended up being like 12:15.
Yeah.
And the crowd was
that 1 hour
anyway.
Just destroyed.
Dude,
me.
I get up at like 6. The latest in the morning every day.
Dude, that's
so I was just
that's
dying. Like,
disgusting.
I was brutal.
I'm sorry. And I went to bed at 6 last night.
A majority of... God damn it. A majority of my set, I just wanted to literally yell at the crowd, just fuck you, just individually.
Yeah.
Were you
instead
in the main
of
room?
Talking to them, yeah.
Mm. You were in the main room last
yeah.
night, too.
Yeah.
I love seeing you in there, yelling in
I
the
like
big
the
room.
Main room.
Yeah.
I like the. I love yelling at people in the main room.
Now,
I introduced David Spade, and I just went, I said, this next guy, you know, he's just one of the funniest. I hate intros, by the way. I hate being the tag team thing here, because I don't want to go, he's been on that. I just think it's such bullshit. So I just said, you're going to know it. You're going to love it. David Spade. And he just, as he's walking to the mic, he goes to me, you didn't know one of my credits?
God damn.
I wanted to say to him, you didn't want me to mention any of those grown-up movies, did
right?
you?
Because I didn't want to give them a bad taste in their mouth. Joe Dirt, what are you looking for here?
He was mentioning Joe Dirt.
You should only bring him up as the guy from Joe Dirt. Like,
yes.
That probably
I think
would
that's
piss
his only
him
solo
off. He identifies
starring.
With that.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Usually Chris
is it a
Leib,
good movie?
No, he's just a funny guy.
Yeah, he is a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. He's so sad. I just saw him in that new show, The Mayor, and
he's in
so,
that?
Yeah,
he's
he'll,
so
he'll take any sitcom job.
But he makes them better. He's like one of
he's
those
like the
people.
Only funny part
yeah.
in most
yeah.
of them.
And, and he's just playing this cocky piece of shit.
I would love to be on a sitcom for the money. I would love it. Yeah. Like, it's such good money. They all suck.
Yeah,
Modern Family is probably the funniest thing.
Yes,
it's
of
just
late, it,
the
mean.
Writing is bing, 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 and there's Ed O'Neill.
I
love Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill's awesome.
Ty Burrell. That's a good show. But every sitcom in Hollywood, every sitcom.
You mean on the major networks?
Yeah, on
like
the networks.
NBC, yeah,
they suck.
Yeah,
but I would love to be on them.
Me
too.
Hey, just because
they're so bad, they brought back Will and Grace. Like, it's not even.
Oh, I see that shit.
And I never watched Will and Grace when it was on.
Those four
I'm
left
sure
that
funny.
Show and they're like, I
thank
mean, that's
going
to be the boost my career needed. And then 12 years went by
they
and they're
come
like,
back.
What if we do it again?
Yes.
I need it.
They
anything.
Did Full House again.
Yeah.
And Fuller House?
Fuller House.
It's got like the highest ratings on Netflix.
Yeah, that's sad to me. I'll tell you, people's
that means
taste
people
is really
Gibbler want... is back.
Gibbler is back.
I never even watched
Me
Full
either.
House. I
don't
sacrilege.
Know what that means. Gibbler.
She was like the annoying friend. Because I was a kid when it was on, so that was like the show that everyone watched, and it was terrible. Yeah. And they had like the annoying friend of the Kirk Cameron's little sister. Is the oldest daughter, I guess.
Yeah, vaguely I can remember it.
But she had the real annoying friend who was the neighbor and always would just stop by. It's like, you know, the classic archetype character.
That's amazing.
And then when I was in college, that was always the rumor. Like, I heard three different people be like, dude, my boy, they were in Vegas last weekend, and my boy ended up fucking Kimmy Gibbler. And I'm like, someone else told me that. Is Gibbler just fucking anyone in Vegas?
Oh, my God.
I feel like this is a story someone told, and now people are just taking it. Yeah, you know, we can't all go to Dubai. Gibbler ain't Lohan. She's just working
That's
in
not
Vegas.
Not a pop star thing.
She just stands out on the corner with the clicking
cards. Yeah, the whore cards.
Hey, it's me. It's Gibbler. Who wants to fuck me?
She has her own cards?
Yeah, she's snapping her own. Can't even afford the Mexican to snap them.
Oh my God. I love that.
We're I just so hate sitcoms racist. Because they're so vapid. And, like, here we are in, like such... like insanely dark times, like on the verge of like fascism, the polarization of wealth in the country is insane. But you turn on a sitcom and everybody's in this nice house and people are still running around like Blackish. Everybody, it's like, what world? I mean,
they
don't
reflect
anything that's going on and people watch
that's
that
the
shit.
Point, though. That's like, the escape so people don't realize how shitty their world is.
You know, that's my view, though, about stand up, too. And I get it that you don't want to talk about politics on stage or whatever, but like to me, the funniest shit is to go in deep into the
Fuck
truth.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely!
And so how fucked up we are.
Yeah,
that's why
you know. But a lot of people are like pants are funny.
Yeah, yeah. I've been pushing mass shooter jokes and
okay,
and I'm actually fairly surprised by how. Accepting of it, like you get some
are
people
you serious?
Who are like,
is that right?
Yeah,
I'm scared. Yeah,
but
I'm
it's just
too
like
scared to do shit like
the
that.
The shit goes on so much now that to me it's almost like observational.
That's true, though.
It's just
but
like this shit
true.
Happens all the time. Like, yeah, I said to a guy last night, and again the crowd was terrible and I hated him. But
is that right?
There's this guy and he looked. I honestly thought he was mid-40s. And
I'm 58.
Get your drinks out, guys.
I go, dude, how old are you? And he's like, 23. And I go, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you look horrible. Whatever whatever partying you're doing, just cut that shit out because you look like you're 45.
Oh, my God.
And I go, honestly, I thought me and you, you know,
same
if we
age.
Were together in the early 90s, we could have probably set the record before it was unattainable. You know, the mass shooting record. Now it's 60. I mean, who the fuck are we going to get to 60? And like half the crowd is loving it. The other half the crowd is like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, calm down, everyone. It's a fucking comedy club. But, you know, I could go up there and just sitcom it, I guess. Jeez, what else is going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah,
don't you hate it when they lose your clothes at the dry cleaner?
yes.
I watched I just watched a marathon the other day. I was cleaning and doing my stuff.
Oh, I love marathons. They do 26.2 miles, right?
Yes, and I wasn't there for that. I was home shitting my pants by myself. I watched Shameless. That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Dude, now that.
Yeah, it's good.
Now that's the other side.
My buddy Arden Mirren.
She did a few of them.
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
She had a season.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. I love William Macy.
My dear friend
is one of
the writers.
Really good. It's one of the only shows that I can actually
watch. It's excellent.
Watch.
It's like excellent.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pimento, it was a comic here for years.
Is she a regular on the show?
She's a head writer.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Nancy Pimento?
Yeah, she worked.
I love people who are named after olives.
That's a nice.
She's very funny. And she quit here because she, not quit technically, but every time she had a showcase, it would be like 9, say Mitzi would give her like 9:30, 9:45, Paul Mooney or Eddie Griffin would come in and bump her, and you know, she'd have all these people here. So she wound up, they got a job working on South Park. She was like the only female writer with Trey Parker in them. And then yeah, and then she sold her script, and that's what
those
got
guys are
her
funny.
Why couldn't I have,
but she was like,
not showcased and had a career instead.
She
of being a comic
really
here.
You remember that movie The Sweetest Thing with I'm Cameron 58. Diaz? Oh boy, he's 58. He wouldn't have been in the movie.
Yeah. Easy.
But you were in Old School. What other movies were you in?
Nah,
I love
brag
old,
about
school.
Old School.
Come on. That was my favorite.
You know.
That's the peak of Will Ferrell.
It kind of is.
No, like legitimately, like I went and saw it a movie in theaters. I'm like, God, that's good. And then everyone after that, I'm like, huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Thing,
oh,
but
totally. But what was cool for me about being in that movie is that I was like in scenes with him where I would just get to watch his genius, like his fucking genius, like just freaking out, you know, doing that. He gets like so happy or so angry
when
in
he
that
was
crazy
on fire,
fucking shit way.
When yeah he went on fire and then he's like, come on, let's get it together. And he's just pink.
Yeah,
holy,
but I agree with you.
Shit.
Like after that, I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. All those shitty shit. Well, somewhere okay. I mean, he's just a funny dude.
He's
funny
yeah,
guy.
He is.
Hollywood movies suck too.
Yeah,
I'd like. And again, I'd love to be in them, but they.
I wouldn't turn it down.
Any mainstream is brutal.
Yeah, what? Yeah. They're just so like. Why can't anyone make a fucking funny Hollywood comedy?
Yeah.
Like a real good one. You know why? Because they're toothless. They're toothless comedies. They're usually just, again, they're kind of like the
pandering to fucking,
yeah, pandering to middle America. Where everybody is just,
yeah,
like, everybody, you know, there's no mass shootings. There's no poverty.
Anything.
You know,
yeah.
It's just all like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to party. It's yep like, you're fucking boring.
It's like, wait, what's the plot? And it's like, our party's got to be better than the other group's party.
Yeah,
whoever's party
yeah
is the best gets
yeah
to be party kings. You're like, oh,
I don't know. I find it.
Yeah,
really
I don't.
Boring.
I haven't seen a really funny movie in a long time.
Right. I think stuff that would be like that would actually be really genuinely funny would never make any money, and it would be such a small.
Well, I
group
mean, look at The Hangover. Look
it
at Old School. I mean, Todd Phillips. Those are fucking great movies, and they both made a lot of money. Well, maybe Old School didn't make as much as The Hangover.
Hangover made a lot of
Hangover
money. But
made
can't
made
believe
a lot of money
that, like Hangover. I was up for that. I was up for a part that Brian Callen got. Do
no
you remember his part in that?
Yes,
yeah,
of
he
course.
He played like the. Yeah, that was the name of the character was Eddie. I had worked with Todd Phillips in Old School, and Pot. I came, like I had the audition and I had a pot hangover. You know what I mean? Like I had smoked a lot the
yeah
night
yeah
before. I was such an asshole. I smoked
oh
so
no
much the night before the audition. And I was just kind of foggy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did a great.
Energy wasn't there. I would have been like.
I don't think I did a great fucking. And
I would have been
and
like, I need to smoke before this audition because I smoked too much last night.
Maybe
so
I would have done better if I
yeah
did.
Regulate yourself.
Todd's now doing like.
What is he?
Real shit. Like, he did,
yeah,
he's redoing A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper, and he, you know, he's, Dice is in it, so that's the only reason I know, and so it's
is
like,
that right?
What?
Dice is in it, too?
He's playing Lady Gaga's father, and it's Bradley Cooper.
Finally,
and
the party was born to play.
Lady Eddie Gaga's father.
Listen.
Oh, Gaga.
Hey, Gaga, make me a sandwich.
And she's just standing there. She's standing there covered in meat. And he's like,
right,
that's not what you're
she's
doing.
In a
covered
swan outfit.
She's covered in meat. And he's that's going, why you got the meat on your body? Put it between two slices of bread, you bitch. Hey. Oh,
Eddie had a good dice in him.
Fucking
but yes,
yeah,
so,
God.
And the, but Todd Phillips wrote it, like helped them rewrite it.
Hold
whatever
it, a
they're
Star
doing.
Is Born remake.
Yeah, they're remaking
finally
it. Yeah.
Finally, we need
Chappelle's
to remake everything.
In it. I don't know.
What won an Oscar last year?
Chappelle's
let's
shit
remake
Chappelle,
it.
Eddie Griffin. It's like
Eddie
I
Griffin.
Can't explain
oh
it.
God, that's terrible.
I cannot wait to see this film.
It sounds insane.
Yeah, and I mean Bradley Cooper's directing. I say Bradley, like he's here. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Bradley.
My boy, Brad.
I was in a show that Bradley Cooper executive produced. It was called Limitless.
Oh yeah, that's excellent.
And I had a really good guest star role on that. I only do guest star roles. They never have me as a regular.
That's the you take the magic pill that makes you super. type of that,
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, and I played in the lead, the leads, the guy who takes the magic pill. He has all these fantasies about a kid's show that he used to watch, and I played. I was in a dinosaur outfit. You could see my face. Though, like they had my face,
perfect.
My face was cut out, and I was just like, "Hey!" But it was kind of an eerie part, and I liked it. I was like, "Hey, let's not use the word murder." Like I was the kid show host, but I was weird, and it was good. I
love that.
Yeah. But then the show got canceled.
God damn
like
it!
Like the next day. I mean, it aired my episode aired, but not the next day. But that was the end of the season.
Executives are watching it. They're like. This seems like a dream I've had before. We got to cancel this shit because it is creeping me out.
I've ended a couple of shows. I was on the last season of Monk. I was on the last season of House.
Oh,
I'm always
Monk
on the last.
Monk was great. Yeah.
I love House Tony was Shalhoub.
He's a brilliant actor. But House was great, too. House was another show.
I liked House.
I love that guy. What's his name? Hugh Laurie.
The episode I was in, Kevin Christie had a really great part in that. He was the guy who got the disease.
Yes.
Like if someone always gets a weird disease.
Is it lupus? No, it's not lupus.
It's not lupus.
It's never lupus.
You're addicted to lupus. What? You're addicted to lupus. You've been injecting lupus into your eyes. What are you talking about?
Kevin Christie works a shit ton, too.
My wife was watching. She was like, did you know that the guy who wrote Hamilton is in an episode of House? I'm like, no. And then she's watching it. And it's like when House is in the mental ward.
Yeah.
For his addiction, or he gets
Lynn
busted.
Lynn Miranda was in it.
Yeah, he plays his cellmate, and you know he raps a whole bunch. And we're watching it, and she's like, "Wow, he's so good." I'm like, "Really?" Because I was just thinking, "God, that fucking guy's annoying." She was like, "But I mean, like, if Hamilton comes, you'll see it with me, right?" I'm like, "I mean, it's gonna be really annoying, but yeah, I guess I'll go." But he's so obnoxious in that thing. And the part about the show that I liked was House obviously agrees with me. Because the whole episode, he's just like looking at this dude like, this fucking annoying asshole.
Well, that was his thing. He hated everybody.
Yeah.
He was like, God damn it.
And to have the cellmate, essentially, that just keeps rapping about being in the mental ward, you could tell it was like he wasn't even having to act. It was just like, this is bullshit.
Did you see what Hugh Laurie did after how, like that fucking great thing with...
Where he's like a gun or arms dealer.
Yeah.
I only saw the pilot.
What is it? Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, a new show he had?
Yeah.
It was a miniseries, but it was like so intense. And Huddleston was an actor in it who's a great Brit actor. The Brits are way better actors than the Americans.
Oh, because they take it
the guy
serious.
Who plays,
they fucking
study
have
heavy.
Much more training.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Like real.
It's the only thing I
it's
agree
like
with
actual,
them on.
Yeah.
The only thing.
It's true. Everything else, I hate them. No, but I'm
they're great comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. But like Emma Thompson, like she's one of my heroes. Like I remember being in an interview and the guy was like, I can't think of the name. Buckwald was the agency. It was when I first moved here.
Me too. I was with Buckwald.
Donald Buckwald.
When I first
came here. Somebody, I forget who got me the audition or the interview. And the agent was just this young, cocky we were probably the same age.
Agent, young and cocky? That's
so weird.
I come into the office just going, I'm 58. What do you got for me?
Now I do that.
I don't do commercials, by the way.
I'm gonna have to give it a shot.
Do you not? No, shut up. Really? Why? You would be great.
Your face could sell. I did an overactive bladder commercial, so I could talk to some people.
They're so humiliating. I used to audition for commercials, but I do not do it anymore.
Well, this guy said to me, he goes, who are some of the actors you look up to? Now, I'm a Meisner student at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I came from, I was studying at Temple University in Philadelphia and like really Shakespeare, you know, I did Shakespeare in a Fila suit. Like I'm very good at morphing.
Yeah.
And so I like was, you know, really into the craft. And the guy was like, who are some of the people you look up to? And I was like, oh, you know, Emma Thompson and Kate Winslet and, you know, Sense and Sensibility had just come out. So I was like, and, you know, she wrote it. She rewrote, you know, the adaptation. And I'm like giving all this. And he looked at me. He goes, what about Julia Roberts? And I was like,
oh, I hate her.
Oh, she has a face like a goblin.
I go, yeah, no, I she's great. She's Eric. Eric's good.
Eric Roberts.
Brilliant actor.
Eric Roberts
brilliant actor.
Is interesting.
No, but he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's just a nutty.
You ever see a movie called The Coca-Cola Kid?
Yes.
With Eric Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Really good movie.
I watch a lot of weird
check
movies.
That one out.
I'll have to watch it.
Kid. Yeah. It's just really interesting by a Yugoslavian filmmaker.
Yeah, remember Star 80? He scared the shit
Star
out of
80.
Me. Oh, my God.
But Coca-Cola Kid's an interesting film.
But I love, like, real acting. Like, real, you know, I'm somebody who studied John Garfield. Like, I know I'm young, but, I'm not 58. Let's not get crazy. I'm not 38 either. Anyway.
Jeez.
Make your own goddamn
assessment. All right? Cut me some slack.
You got your whole life ahead
of
you.
Sorry, Ricky.
I'm 36 going on 70. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I'll never make it to 58. Okay?
Well, none of us. Actually, I kind of got in 58 years, and the end of the world, I don't know, soon.
What? Yeah. Shut up.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Doomsday clock got moved up. It's like 5 to midnight right now.
That's awesome.
Doomsday clock. Don't look up doomsday clock, folks.
The moment I was born, they moved that thing closer to midnight. I'm like, oh, God.
Here it
is.
They
saw one little birthmark.
Did Ingram have a kid? Move up the clock, Bob. Move up the clock.
Jesus.
That's the sixth horseman of the apocalypse.
That kid is smart, but pure evil.
Oh, yeah. I love that you named him Bob. Move up the clock, Bob. I feel like it would be a Bob
up there.
Bob.
He's got suspenders and like, yeah.
Super creative.
All right.
What comics did you start with? Like when you came in your 30s and you were doing stand-up, who were your peers?
Who am I
trying
peers?
To think of? Who are the 58ers out there?
Worst basketball team in the city.
True, it was
all 58ers.
I'm trying to think who was around when I was doing stand up.
For some reason, I'm just laughing like because you're like, no,
Colin,
I didn't.
Colin Quinn.
Oh, Colin Quinn, excellent. Yeah, yeah. Were you with Tom Papa and those guys? Like,
yeah, Tom.
Because Tom, he mentioned Colin. He did this once, and he was talking about Colin, how funny he is,
he's
just naturally
so
ridiculously
funny.
I was amazed when I first saw him do stand up because I thought he was really funny. But I just knew who he was from Saturday Night Live and was legitimately worst Weekend Update saw.
He couldn't do the fucking update.
Yeah.
He would always fuck up the words.
Yeah, he was. It was just so unnatural. And like,
you
could watch his eyes reading the teleprompter.
But like such a brilliant
But so
comedian.
Good as a comedian.
No, most people knew him from, this is way before your time, but MTV's Remote Control.
I remember
that. I think
that
was the name of the show that Colin became like.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? There was a kid in my neighborhood named David Donahue. Shout out, Dave.
Yeah.
He won on that show, and we thought he was like a huge star.
Fuck
you
yeah.
guys in South Philly.
Mm-hmm. And he went to New York, and he did the, sat in the stupid chair, and he was real smart.
Got more credits. Got more credits than I do.
Hey, man, David
MTV
Donahue is
control.
Killing it. Well, we love you.
Yeah.
And, so, what are you,
thanks,
you promoting? Anything? You got obviously you got no dates.
I'm going to be look for me on. I'm on a show. Well, a couple of things. My podcast Pep Talks on
so
all things
good.
Comedy Network, and I'm going to be on an episode of your crazy ex girlfriend or crazy ex girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
And I actually
do
a song and dance
good,
number.
That gets good
on
reviews.
That,
show. That
nice.
Show.
It is. It's a good show.
Song and
I
Dance
play it.
Eddie, yes.
I actually did a song and dance number. That's a musical. But those two things I'll promo.
That's awesome. I love
at
how
Eddie
serious
on
and
Twitter.
Sexy you got into the...
What else?
Before
well,
we
because
go.
I get depressed when I have to promo things.
Oh, why?
How old are you, by the way? Is that...
I have been lying the whole time. I am 31.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I have that disease where you age quickly.
Progeria.
Right. That's the name of it.
I think so.
Progeria?
I think so.
Yes, I think so. Benjamin, I'm Ben Button. I have the Ben Buttons.
You got
syndrome.
The Ben. He's just
People's,
Ben to you.
He's got a lot
he's
of
just
buttons
Ben
on
to you.
His
he's
shirt.
Not Benjamin. Eddie knows him as Ben.
People say to me, you're cute as a Benjamin Button.
In the beginning.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for
thanks.
Being on.
No, you're awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. I know I've been asking you.
Thank you. Tomorrow I'm going to be Long Beach and then I go to Pasadena.
Shut up. I'm in Long Beach.
The
Eleanor, factory.
The Eleanor tour. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Come to the Comedy Store. See a show. We're all here all the time.
Come see Eddie, Rick, myself.
Eleanor,
whatever.
You got shows you want to promote?
No, I'm just doing that All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix. And what's that? The 26th, 27th, and 28th.
That sounds right.
There's a bunch of podcasts coming out there and doing it. So.
All right, go check it out.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.